the women who were faithful to Jesus. The men all deserted him. I mean, that's a strong word, but that's exactly what the text says. Desertion. I mean, this man that they had followed and knew and trusted, and these women who were there following him through Galilee and supporting him, were the only ones who were faithful. And just to anticipate what's going to happen on Holy Thursday night, everybody, I think, is accustomed to that iconic image of the Da Vinci's Last Supper. That's in no way historically accurate. I mean, they were not sitting at a great big long banquet table, these 12 guys and Jesus, but rather they were lying down in a kind of horseshoe-shaped configuration, leaning on one elbow with their feet hanging off the other end. Therefore, Jesus could easily wash their feet. But this is also the Passover meal, which means that it's a family celebration, and the women would have been there too. This just raises, you know, the stakes for what we're doing in the church, where women are. I don't believe it is too strong a word to say women are still considered second-class citizens. Can't have women priests, can't have women bishops, can't have women superiors. Even their boss in Rome is a man. You know? And so, again, we find one of these points of abrasion between the way the world works and the way Jesus works, which is exactly what this week is all about, because the world cannot tolerate the way Jesus works. Full stop. It's as simple as that. And so I just recommend to myself and to you during the course of the week that we continually return to that incoherence, if you will, between the way Jesus operated his life and the way we typically do.